So ours is Thursday?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
3 to 5 p.m.
And we're doing the White Elephant gift exchange thing? Or is that,
we
is
call it the Texas two-step. You need to read the invite.
There's an invite?
There was.
Everybody's invited.
Well, I'll be
darned. That's how that.
All right, let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. It's our Tuesday top 10. The top 10 things that you don't want to hear at your company corporate Christmas party. It's written by the staff. They're the writers in Granbury who have never been invited to a corporate Christmas party.
Well, it's just for full-time employees, and I've never even seen them there. So
they'll probably be there. Tuesday, top 10 things you don't want to hear at your company corporate Christmas party, such as...
Number 10!
Okay, then now that you're all here, let's talk open enrollment.
Number 9!
We just did that last week.
Did we? Some did.
Number nine.
Yes, I guess this is the perfect place to speak to a manager.
Everyone's right there. It's very convenient, and I do appreciate that.
And you've already done it this year.
Number eight. There's so many subjects to cover.
You don't want to hear at your Christmas party. I'm sorry. I thought this was the Christmas party for the Cowgirl Closet podcast. My mistake. Yeah. No, they're the one next door. Much bigger budget, quite honestly.
Number seven.
See? Number seven thing you don't want to hear at your company Christmas party.
Number seven.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the Christmas tree is just one of the interns from our Granbury office.
Where they're trying to sneak on
in.
We
locked them in closet.
Number six.
Number six, okay. Who played Will It Float with the eggnog?
Will It Float.
There's no other good use for eggnog, okay? Which, by the way, it does greatly affect the buoyancy of objects. Will It Float, every Thursday morning, it's back. Straight up at 8 coming up this week.
Number five
thing you don't want to hear at your company Christmas party. We're doing the White Elephant, or what? The Texas two-step?
Yeah, that's Vincent's.
Did we offend elephants? Is that what happened here?
I don't know. I mean, I'm A-plus for pachyderms. They know that.
Well, while we're in the middle of whatever that gift exchange is patented and called... Invariably, it's going to be a WWE wrestling T-shirt. I wonder who that could be from.
Ken Buckner.
It's supposed to be secret and anonymous.
Number four.
Everybody throws elbows over the alcohol.
Number four, by the way.
Awesome.
Now this is really what you do want in the gift exchange, and of course, it is the holiday album of the season. Roll it.
It's celebrate this holiday season with the sounds of Christmas. Heartland Music presents
Heartland,
the holiday album from Academy Award winner Christopher Walken.
Merry Christmas.
Walken in a winter wonderland.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Sleigh bells ring.
With special appearance by Jeff Goldblum. I was afraid we weren't going to get this in before Christmas, so I just wanted to wedge it in here and make it obtuse in the Tuesday morning top 10. Walken in a winter wonderland, available at great retailers near you.
Number three
thing you don't want to hear at your company Christmas party. Look, I get it. They're getting married, but coworkers making out, that's supposed to happen after the party, okay?
Woo, 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 woo.
We're getting married!
Or before the morning shows.
I think you're
whatever
just jealous.
Works.
Number two,
not only are you all obligated to attend this company party, but actually you're obligated to attend another one coming up in about 11 days.
Yeah.
Just 2 days after Christmas.
Everyone's invited.
That's right. It's a rule. It's in the handbook now.
Number one.
And then finally, the number one.
Number one.
Thing that you do not want to hear at your company corporate Christmas party.
Number one.
Oh, great. Who invited them?
KB and Heather Lee.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. And to all, a good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Waking up with Real Country, Hank FM.